This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 170 for Friday, December 1st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was in a downturn on Friday as traders positioned themselves ahead of Statistics Canada's principal field crop production report on December 4th. Losses in the Chicago soy complex were hurting canola prices, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also lower. Crude oil was slightly higher after OPEC announced voluntary production cuts from its member nations on Thursday. The Canadian dollar was up one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday that 87,000 tons of canola were exported for the week ended November 26th, the lowest total in 3 weeks. Cumulative exports are now at 2.03 million tons for the marketing year, down 23.3% from last year. The January canola contract was down $19.80 per ton at $680.50. In the U.S., corn was slightly higher, wheat was steady to lower, but soybeans suffered a sharp drop. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that average regional ethanol prices were down 7 to 27 U.S. cents per gallon at a range between $1.63 to $1.78 U.S. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that planting of Argentina's 2023-24 corn crop, which was delayed due to rainfall, has reached 32.3% of an expected 7.1 million hectares seeded. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said that 26.8 million tons of corn were harvested in 2023, a little more than one-third of its total grain harvest. The March corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. Monthly fats and oils data from the USDA is expected to show 201.1 million bushels of soybeans were processed in October. Soy oil stocks are estimated to be 1.54 billion pounds on average, down from 1.602 billion in September. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that planting for Argentina's soybean crop has reached 43.8% of the expected 17.3 million hectares. The USDA confirmed two private export sales today, 132,000 tons to China and a 198,000-ton sale of soybeans to unknown destinations. The January soybean contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.25. The CGC reported that Canada exported a marketing year high of 603,300 tons of wheat, excluding Durham, during the past week. Cumulative wheat exports for the year are 6.9 million tons, up 7.8% from the year before. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that Argentina has harvested 36.4% of its wheat planting area, and its production estimate of 14.7 million tons could be raised at a later date. France Agrimaire reported that 82% of French soft wheat sowing area is now complete, up 8 points from last week, but below the five-year average of 95%. Ukraine said it has harvested 22.5 million tons of wheat in 2023. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.47. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.29. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.